now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on this Tuesday, March 10th, 2016, 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors, Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, as they did last year, the House and Senate agree to fresh reforms of the Freedom of Information Act. There might still be time to overcome opposition from the Obama administration, says the Sunlight Foundation's Alex Howard. Plus, why the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is joining that bandwagon of agencies heading out west to Silicon Valley. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But now, few syllables produce as much angst among federal contractors as these, LPTA, lowest price technically acceptable. Basically, it's the Defense Department's fancy way of saying lowest price, which is fine if the government is buying commodities like copier paper or leather belts. Now, contractors and at least two senators are getting fed up with what they say is misuse of LPTA, and they're fixing to do something about it. Executive Editor Jason Miller writes about it in this week's Reporter's Notebook. He joins me now with more. And Jason, let's start with Senator Warner, who is really after this whole idea of LPTA.
Well, it's both Senator Warner and Senator Mike Rounds. Both are members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Both have co-authored a bill called the Promoting Value-Based Defense Procurement Act. I'm sure there's some acronym in there we have not thought about yet. But basically what it says is telling DOD, listen, your use of LPTA is too much, especially around IT procurements. Stop it. You should have a major justification of why you're going to use this approach. And let's be clear, make sure our listeners know what LPTA is. We say lowest price technically acceptable. It sounds like it's pretty straightforward. But what it is the idea that the competition will be based on price if everything else is equal. So if vendor A and vendor B come in, they bid, and they're basically equal in terms of their technical abilities, they both can do the job, then it comes down to price. And that what's missing here is it can't be about price when you're buying things you don't know what you're really buying. IT services is a good example, professional services, engineering services, because what you're saying is, well, we want a system, and we want the system to do X, Y, and Z. Well, you can't bid on price based on those requirements until you get into it and understand what else is going to be required to really meet those goals. And the thing here with Warner and Rounds is they're saying they're seeing it too much, and they're saying DOD needs to pull back on it, and then DOD really needs to take a bigger look when it comes to IT procurements. And that actually, Tom, takes us to the next part of the story.
Which, of course, is the Encore 3 contract and some protests coming to that in anticipation of awards, because they're saying that it can't possibly be based on LPTA given the way that contract will work. So tell us more there.
Right, Encore 3, obviously third generation of an IT services contract. This is a 10-year contract worth as much as $17.5 billion. It's a multiple award contract. It's your typical contract you see that DOD and several other agencies put out. And what DISA, the Defense Information Systems Agency, is doing is putting it out under an LPT basis. So CACI and Booz Allen Hamilton have filed what they call pre-award bid protests to the Government Accountability Office, saying that, among other things, LPTA should not be part of these discussions. It just doesn't work. And we have links to both the CACI and the Booz Allen Hamilton bid protest, the redacted versions, on our website. But let me just give you a little bit. This is from CACI. The agency's decision to select an LPTA approach is unsupportable because it is inconsistent with historical purchases, inconsistent with DOD guidance made applicable through regulation, and inconsistent with the RFP requirements here. So basically what they're saying is it just doesn't work, and you can't force a square peg in a round hole.
So Encore 3 task orders are not likely to be carefully defined, like 10,000 rolls of Charmin.
Correct. It's more like we need, again, IT services to provide this or that. And that could be, again, systems development. It could be cybersecurity. It could be any one number of different services. And I think that's where the rub is. How can you expect us to bid on something based on only on price when we don't know what really the services will be? And what this comes back to, Tom, I think both Senator Warner, Senator Rounds, and now both CACI, Booz Allen Hamilton's bid protest, what it both comes down to is DOD is talking a good talk, but they're not necessarily following up with the good walk. And I think that's where this frustration is really rising. DOD has said for the last couple of years, we are not pushing for LPTA. We do not tell our contracting officers to only use LPTA, but that message either isn't trickling down, or it is, but the contracting officers are ignoring it.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And what about the Better Buying Power Initiative? Does that address the idea of best value procurements versus LPTA?
It has several times. In fact, one of the reasons why I think Better Buying Power 3.0 specifically calls out LPTA in terms of don't use it, only use it when appropriate, is because there was some confusion from earlier versions of Better Buying Power that maybe put too much emphasis on price. And I think what has happened is the pendulum has swung very, very far to the right when it's all about price, and DOD is very much struggling to get that pendulum to swing back to the middle. And I think what has to happen is several things. Either a better educational campaign has to come down. I think maybe even another memo from Frank Kendall, though there has been some that says don't use LPTA, or just some kind of really active push from DOD to get the contracting officers off this horse that says LPTA, LPTA, LPTA.
It could be the contracting officers are getting their cues from their program managers who are living with constrained budgets, and maybe that's why the push for LPTA all the time.
And it's not just constrained budgets, it's fear of protest. Hence Encore 3 to protest pre-award. Also the fear of IGs and GAO and Congress coming down and slapping your wrist. If you're doing it based on price, if you're making a decision based on price, Tom, you have a lot of cover. Well, they were the lowest price. We didn't want to spend more money than we had to. And yes, that maybe makes sense, as you said, when you're buying toilet paper, when you're buying pens and pencils. But when you're buying IT services, what is happening is, and someone actually tweeted at me just yesterday morning about, is LPTA stopping innovation? And I think there's some concern in the government contracting community that when if you just want it on price, you'll get just price and you won't get the innovation that usually can come with other things.
And that kind of leads to your next topic in the notebook this week, and that is HUD and how they and DHS are trying to transform IT spending, which has been a holy grail for a long time. HUD spends 95% of its IT budget on maintaining old systems. It seems like nothing has changed in years of trying to change that ratio.
You're absolutely right. And that's why this is a huge push from the Office of Management and Budget for this IT Modernization Fund to get agencies to move their spending off of legacy and into new systems. Now, what HUD and the Homeland Security Department are doing, and there's just two examples, is saying, well, we can't wait for this modernization fund to come through because it may never come through from Congress. So let's look at what other aspects. And one of the both agencies are looking at something called portfolio management. Tom, this is not a new concept. You remember from OMB the Mark Forman days. You remember enterprise architecture. You remember modernization blueprints. This is all part of that portfolio management approach. And even under the Obama administration, you have the portfolio stat process, which is the idea of bringing the CFO, the chief acquisition, the HR, the mission folks, the IT folks all together to talk about things. And I think what we're seeing now is HUD and DHS are really making better progress at transforming how they spend IT.
So the way to do that under the portfolio approach is to take a single application and redevelop that one and do it bit by bit rather than trying to say, I'm going to transform this year.
Correct. And not only that, though, but because they're bringing everybody together and they're starting from a point of understanding, what are we trying to accomplish? How much money do we have? What's a must-have versus a nice-to-have, right, Tom? When people go to buy a house, they have to have certain things. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths would be nice if we were near the metro. I think that's where they're getting to with a lot of these programs, is what's a must-have versus what's a nice-to-have. And then the impetus from all this as well as two things. I think it's FITARA, Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, as well as the move to digital services, because both of these are separately helping CIOs get a bigger seat at the table and rethink how they spend their money.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
You can read his reporter's notebook and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, as they did last year, the House and Senate agree to fresh reforms of the Freedom of Information Act, but there might still be time this year to overcome opposition from the Obama administration. That's according to the Sunlight Foundation's Alex Howard. But first, why the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is joining the wagon train of agencies heading out west to Silicon Valley. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.